Mikolaj Vilk, a Polish national who had been living in Ireland for 9 years, was fatally injured when he was attacked by a machete-wielding gang when they broke into the house he shared with his wife Elsbieta and their two young children at Maglan near Ballincollig on June 10th last. He was rushed by ambulance to Cork University Hospital after suffering a number of serious slash and hacking wounds to his arms and legs. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Gardaí began a murder inquiry on foot of the results of a post-mortem. At the City Coroner's Court today, Sergeant Fergus Toomey applied to have the inquest adjourned. As he said, Mikolaj Vilk's death is the subject of a live, active and ongoing Garda investigation, and Cork City Coroner Philip Cumman agreed to the application and listed the case for mention again on October 3rd. Today was the second time Mr. Vilk's inquest was adjourned, and when it was first opened on November 1st last year, the court heard that the gardener died of hemorrhage of shock due to multiple blows with a sharp weapon in association with a traumatic brain injury. Two Polish men and a Latvian national were arrested in Ballincollig and Toker in Cork City in January in relation to the murder. All three were released without charge, pending files to the DPP. Gardaí have remained tight-lipped about their investigation, but privately several have expressed confidence that they will solve the killing, which experienced officers described as one of the most violent they had ever seen in Cork. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Cork City Coroner's Court.